Jesus Guzman has been advocating for immigration reform for years. Today, he is finally able to feel hopeful it might come soon, for two reasons. The first is President Obama's new emphasis on the issue.
One thing that he had not said previously that he said in Las Vegas was that if Congress fails to act, I will swiftly introduce my own plan for immigration reform and demand that they approve it immediately. So he was quite forceful and intentional. That was something that we hadn't gotten from him before. The second was the first hearing in the House Judiciary Committee on immigration. Just the tone itself, the questions that were being asked, wasn't so much how we're going to try to deport these 11 million people. It was instead, what's the process going to look like?
That central question lay behind the public event held Wednesday afternoon at Santa Rosa's Community Baptist Church, where the North Bay Organizing Project held a press conference and rally to join with a nationwide Dream for All campaign in support of comprehensive immigration reform. Lee Turner, pastor of the host church, sees it as an issue of fairness and family values.
We know that there's something wrong with the system. It hasn't been working. There's families being separated, the dignity being compromised, millions of decent people. That's really where we can tie in as far as faith-based. You know, you don't want to see that happen. And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King said in his letter from the Birmingham jail, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So this is the new human rights issue of our generation.
Nor is this an issue that only applies to or affects Hispanics who have entered or remained in this country without legal documentation, adds Guzman.
The majority, yes, are of Mexican origin, but we have been astounded to see the diversity and immigrants. When I went to the United We Dream conference in Dallas, I've met quite a few undocumented Irishmen. I said, how did this come about? He says, look, we came to work. We overstayed our visas. It's that simple. We didn't want to go back.
That diversity was previously revealed by the response last year to the Deferred Action Program for young people born in this country to undocumented parents. An unexpected number of Asian youth were among the applicants, as was Sonoma Valley resident Jesus Paez.
In my opinion, Deferred Action is a really good stepping stone towards immigration reform. It's not the answer what we're looking for, but it's a good way to start.
But Reverend Turner notes that without broader reforms, Paez could be separated from other members of his family.
Especially for the young people who did get a reprieve. This is their parents, their uncles, their family support system. They're always worried about, is my mother or father going to be there through some of the victories to celebrate or some of the disappointments where a lot of times family helps you get through.
For that reason, adds Guzman, local activists are joining the national call for additional actions to go with the reforms now under discussion, including a temporary halt to new deportations.
This is a deliberation that we're going to take months to figure out. It's a very complicated issue. But in the meantime, people that would qualify for immigration reform may not make it. So we're asking that until this is resolved, that there be a moratorium on deportations.
Other principles they are pushing for include expedited action on the huge backlog of applications for citizenship, an opportunity for families separated by deportation to be reunited, and most importantly, a clear and attainable pathway for those 11 million currently undocumented residents to obtain legal citizenship. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.